Democratic congressional candidate M.J. Hagar, an Air Force veteran, wants to flip a Republican district that includes Fort Hood, one of the country's largest military bases. She kicked off her campaign with a video that earned more than 4 million views online and raised about $750,000.
I was on a rescue mission in Afghanistan as a combat search and rescue pilot. I heard the windshield crack and realized I'd been shot.
Grounded by the attack, Hagar tried to get a different job in air support. But Pentagon policy at that time barred women from combat. So Hagar challenged it in court and won. Now, as she runs for Congress, Hagar says she put her military service at the center of her campaign, not as a strategic move, but as a reflection of who she is.
I have a record of putting this country ahead of myself.
She says military experience isn't the only thing that defines a candidate, but veterans have seen a lot and worked with all kinds of people and can help bridge political and social divides.
We're at a record low number of veteran representatives in Congress, and it's no coincidence that we're at a record high level of toxic hyperpartisanship of people who put themselves first and can't seem to agree on pragmatic solutions.
At a campaign event in Austin, Democrats Deborah Coe and Suzanne Rockmore said Hagar has the kind of background that can help their party win control of Congress.
She's not afraid of nothing. She's fierce, and that's what we need.
I think she's got the heart of a warrior, you know?
This is Bobby O'Brien in Tampa. Hagar is one of more than 400 veterans who have run for Congress this year, though some have already lost their primaries. More than 12% of the nominees in the general election are women veterans so far. Norm Bonnieman is with Veterans Campaign, a nonpartisan organization that trains veterans to run for office. He says politics can be a tough transition coming from a military environment where there is no I in team.
You're out there in a very nasty and polarized political environment. That's a big change to what most of our constituents saw in the military. So, you know, while they have a lot of the leadership traits that a lot of folks are interested in seeing in their elected officials, those barriers to entry are very high.
The barriers Bonnieman is talking about, veterans often have little experience raising money and may lack the political connections they need to get party support. They also move around a lot and might not have deep ties to a community. And then there are the gerrymandered, less competitive districts that make it hard for anyone to beat an incumbent. Political scientist Jeremy Tigan from Ramapo College of New Jersey wrote the book, Why Veterans Run.
You can run a very compelling candidate with a military biography, but you can't move a plus 20 Republican district into the Democrats column with merely changing the biography of your candidate.
So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our Congressman John Carter.
Meanwhile, back in Texas, Congressman John Carter is the 15-year incumbent campaigning against M.J. Hagar. He's not a veteran, but often advocates for them, like when he recently presented medals to a World War II veteran at an American Legion post.
Sir, I am honored to be in your presence. Thank you for your service to our country.
My overall congressional experience has been heavily centered on veterans' affairs. By their very nature, soldiers and the military demands more attention, and I'm glad to give it to them.
During the campaign, Carter has said little about Hagar's military experience. But Carter has run against veterans before and never lost.
I think we rise or fall on our accomplishments of our lives, and that's generally how I run my race, whoever I'm running against.
In this heavily Republican district, several veterans at the American Legion post said Hagar's military experience still is unlikely to make them vote for a Democrat. Analysts say Carter remains the favorite in the race. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
And I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.